Father, we'd ask you to do that work tonight in this place that you would want to do. Help us to be yielded to thy spirit individually. And of course, we believe that you've laid a message on the heart of our preacher, something we ought to hear, something that we ought to be careful to hear and consider and to implement in our lives. We pray that you'd bless in a very wonderful way this service tonight. Bless the entire church family. Bless, we pray, and meet the needs that we have as thy little children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me read one verse for you. Without you turning to it, I'll just read one verse. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, here's my title of my message, why seek ye the living among the dead? Now, I'm lifting that phrase, that question out of the text tonight, and I realize I'm doing somewhat of an injustice to it, but I do not think it'll be displeasing to God. I'm speaking on the subject, why seek ye the living among the dead? Before I pray, I want to say this. Everybody settle down now. Look right this way. Put your pens up. Look right this way. Christian people are hanging around dead people too much. We are trying to seek life where there's death. And I ask the question tonight, how dumb can we be? With the living Word of God before us, we go looking for death to give us fun, for death to give us our thrills. Now, there's a certain kind of a Christianity that's spearheaded by this modern, stupid, charismatic movement. a bunch of people looking for dead music and dead churches. And I'm not talking about dead when it comes to enthusiasm. I'm talking about dead when it comes to spiritually dead. And I want to ask the question tonight, why seek ye the living among the dead? Father, bless my message. Your message, I believe, that you want me to preach tonight, please, in Jesus' name, amen. God comes to the church of Ephesus, and God says to the church of Ephesus, you're dead. He said, you're dead in your trespasses and your sins. This was the trade center of all of Asia Minor. It was the life center, as the world calls life. Its harbor was elaborately constructed. Wealth and arts filled the city. Religion, it was a religious center of its day. It was the educational headquarters of all of Asia Minor. It was the pleasure center of the country. It was a Paris, plus a Las Vegas, plus a Vatican, plus a New York City, plus the San Francisco, plus the Nashville, all combined. And yet God comes to this city that's considered the most active, lively city of Asia Minor and says, you're dead. You're dead. God looked at the prodigal son. Turn me down just a tad, please, in the PA room. God looked at the prodigal son. And when the prodigal son came back home from the far country, the father went out to tell the older brother that his brother had come back home. And he said, this thy brother was dead and is alive. Now, did they have his funeral service? No. He was out there where the world says it's alive. He was out there where he was having fun and pleasure, wine, women, and song, if you please. But God inspired the father to say to the older son, this thy brother, turn me down just a bit, please, this thy brother was dead and is alive. So it sounds like to me that you can be an active, big, bustling, exciting city and be dead as far as God's concerned. Sound like to me that you can be in the far country having a big time, wine, women, and song, and living it up, and be dead as far as God is concerned. God looked at the church at Sardis in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. And he said, you have a name to be alive. Well, the charismatics have a name to be alive. Hoopee, rah, rah, rah. And by the way, you can't judge how much power is in the engine by the noise and the whistle always. Don't misunderstand me. I like noise. I like it. But I want to tell you, here's a church had a reputation to be alive. I mean, the neighborhood thought it was alive. And the denomination thought it was alive. God says you have a name to be alive, and yet you are dead. They met every Sunday. Probably had pretty good music. Probably had some kind of a rock beat to their religious music. They had a name to be alive. Hoopee, rah, 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 15 for team. But God says you're dead. God came to Adam and said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, to Adam and Eve. The day thou shalt eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. They ate the fruit. Did they drop dead physically? No. Were they buried in the grave? No. It was some kind of a death that God was talking about here that's not physical death. He said the church in Colossae, chapter 2 and verse 13, and you being dead in your trespasses and sins. This live, active, bustling city, headquarters city, God said you're dead in your trespasses and your sins. God saw a beautiful debutante glide gracefully across the dance floor, dressed in her beautiful gown. God saw her sit at the bar and sip the wine glass and star in some movie, perhaps, and sing her lustful songs. And God said in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 6, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Hear that? She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She that liveth in rock music is dead while she liveth. She that liveth for Hollywood is dead while she liveth. She that liveth to have fun is dead while she liveth. She that liveth for the liquor bottle is dead while she liveth. And so is he that liveth in pleasure is dead. I'm saying that there is a death that God's talking about that man knows nothing about. God looked at the lovely city of Corinth with its 1,000 consecrated prostitutes, bathed in wealth, clothed in magnificence, versed in literature, center of the arts, lavishing in luxury, the greatest city in all of Greece, statues on every street corner, ships laden with wealth anchored in the harbor, scholars in every neighborhood, architectural splendor abounding, and God pronounced Corinth as dead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you mark it down. There's a death in this country that cannot bury people in a cemetery. There's a death in our churches that is appalling. And I'm not just talking about quiet, formal worship services. I'm saying just because you make a lot of noise doesn't mean you're alive. God said you're dead. Now, what is the definition of death? I don't know. I asked the fellows a while ago what the definition of death was. And this is the definition that I gave, and I'm not sure this is all inclusive, but it's a thought. Death is an inability to interact and communicate with any form of life. Any particular form of life. If you're unable to interact and communicate with that form of life, then you're dead to that form of life. Listen carefully. There are four forms of life. There is plant life, there is animal life, there is human life, and there is spiritual life. Now, plant life can't communicate with animal life, and animal life can't communicate with human life, and human life can't communicate with spiritual life. And none of these, by the way, can become the other. You can doctor a plant all you want to. I mean, you can make it a good plant and a pretty plant and all you want to, but a petunia cannot become a cocker spaniel. You can take that cocker spaniel and teach him everything you want to teach him, but that cocker spaniel can't become a human being. And you can take a human being and train him and teach him and doctor him up and improve him, but that doesn't give him spiritual life. If you're a petunia, you got to get born a petunia. If you're a cocker spaniel, you've got to get born a cocker spaniel. If you're a human being, you've got to get born a human being. And if you're a Christian, you've got to get born a Christian. You can baptize a cocker spaniel, that doesn't make him human. You can teach him the Ten Commandments, that doesn't make him human. You can make him sit up, and that doesn't make him human. Make him roll over, that doesn't make him human. Make him sleep in church, that'll make him a deacon. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you can doctor yourself up, improve yourself, turn over a new leaf, be a good husband, good father, be a good citizen, be an honest person, but you're not going to become a Christian until you're born again. You're born a plant, you're born an animal, you're born a human, and you're born a child of God. Jesus rings forth, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Except a man be born of the water, that's the fleshly birth, and of the Spirit, he can in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm saying that you're, and by the way, that means this. That means that Plant life is dead to animal life, to human life, and spiritual life. Animal life is dead to human life and spiritual life. And human life is dead to spiritual life unless a person gets born again. Now, what does that mean? That means that Las Vegas, with your glitter, glamour, girls, and gambling and gaiety, God says you're dead. God says you're dead. That means Hollywood, with your follies and frolicking and fun and frivolity and fancy, God says you're dead. God says you're... Hollywood's dead! I said Hollywood's dead! And everything comes out of Hollywood is dead. I'm talking about your soap operas. I'm talking about your movies on television. And brother, it's time that God's people cleaned up their act. It's time some of you moms and dads decide to turn that garbage off and not subject your kids that are trying to be spiritual to that garbage. I'm saying Hollywood is dead. I said Hollywood is dead. Hey, Wall Street, with your money and marketing and merchandising and mutual funds, God says you're dead. Hey, nightclubs, with your nudity and naughtiness and nightlife and numbness, God says you're dead. This hellhole across here, over here, the so-called gentleman's club, not a single gentleman will go in a hellhole like that. And brother, I rebel at calling people that go to a nudist place a gentleman. Nothing gentleman about that. A gentleman's a man that believes that book. A gentleman's a man that leads a clean, decent life. A gentleman's a man that's moral and has principles. A gentleman's a man that has character and honor and integrity and decency. And I rebel calling that bunch of whores over there gentlemen. I'm saying, and God is saying, hey, modern education, you're dead. With your liberalism and modernism and communism and atheism and agnosticism and paganism and heathenism, you're dead. Oh, you say, I'm going to University of Indiana. Yeah, I know, and you're going to go down to a bunch of corpses, and a bunch of corpses are going to teach you in the classroom. I'm saying, you're dead. God says you're dead. Hey, world, with your mixed swimming, your mixed drinks, your mixed marriages, and your mixed up morals, God says you're dead. Hey, Donahue, Orpah, God says you're dead. Hey, Reggie and Kathy Lee. I see you know what I'm talking about. Young folks, listen to me over here. I'm preaching to you. And by the way, it's time we cleaned up. If you can't clean that box up, kick it out of your house. It's tragic what's being piped in your house these days. Tragic. I'm not talking about the Methodists. I'm talking about First Baptist people. Clean up your act. It's dead. It's dead. God said it's dead. Hey, Jenny Jones and Gordon Elliott and Ricky Lake, God says you're dead. Hey, Geraldo and Maury Povich and Lisa, God says you're dead. Hey, Sally Jesse Raphael and Montel Williams and Jerry Sprunger, God says you're dead. God says you're dead. He that liveth in pleasure is dead. Holy liveth. Dead. I mean dead. In God's name, let's get life into our lives again. Hey, ABC, NBC, and CBS, God says you're dead. Hey, AMC and Fox and Cinemax and CNBC, God says you're dead. Hey, Discovery Channel, and I'll just go ahead and say it, the Disney Channel also. Hey, Nashville Channel, God says you're dead. Now listen carefully. They say they have a Playboy channel where you can see nude women on television. Now wait a minute. That is more wicked than Nashville, but it's no more the world than Nashville. It's dead, but it's no more dead. Here's a man been dead for 6 months. Here's a man been dead for 6 minutes. They're both dead. You don't get more dead than dead. You may stink more, but you won't be any more dead. Now, Playboy stinks more than Nashville Channel, but it's no more dead than the Nashville Channel. Hey, HBO, movie channel, God says you're dead. Hey, MTV and Showtime and TBS, God says you're dead. Hey, TNN and TNT, God says you're dead. Hey, Cinemax and Blockbuster Video. I said Blockbuster Video. God says you're dead. Now, you're not dead because you're wicked. You're dead because you're not spiritual. A person that's not been born again that never touches liquors is dead as a person that's an alcoholic. Hey, Murphy Brown. David Letterman. God says you're dead. Hey, Jay Leno, Stupo, I don't know what it is. God says you're dead. Hey, Tom Snyder and Rivera and Tim Russert, God says you're dead. Hey, Howard Stern and Larry Sanders and Johnny Carson and Larry King, Larry King live. No, sir, Larry King dead. God says you're dead. You say, what are you, some kind of a nut? Yes, sir, and God wants you to be too. Hey, Rockford Files. God says you're dead. Hey, Roseanne, God says you're dead. Hey, the nanny, God says you're dead. Hey, hard copy, God says you're dead. Hey, married with children, God says you're dead. Hey, cheers, God says you're dead. Hey, top cops, God says you're dead. Hey, Matlock, God says you're dead. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And that that has not been given life by the Spirit of Almighty God is dead. Hey, Laverne and Shirley. God says you're dead. Now, I don't mind you laughing if you're not watching that garbage. But it's time God's people had to quit going down to the cemetery to have their fun. Hey, Liz Taylor. God says you're dead. Hey, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. God says you're dead. Hey, Streets of San Francisco. God says you're dead. Hey, Mod Squad. God says you're dead. Hey, MASH. God says you're dead. Hey, Saturday Night Live. It ought to be Saturday Night Dead. God says you're dead. You say, what is this church coming to? That book right there. It's exactly what this church is coming to. Hey, LAPD, God says you're dead. Hey, Real Personal, God says you're dead. Hey, Current Affair, God says you're dead. Hey, Late Show, God says you're dead. Hey, Tonight Show, God says you're dead. Hey, Coach, God says you're dead. Hey, General Hospital, God says you're dead. Hey, Edge of Night, God says you're dead. Hey, Entertainment Tonight, God says you're dead. Hey, Miss America Pageant. And don't you laugh about that if you watch that garbage. That's death. I said that's death. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. It's a mighty funny thing. It all depends on where you are, whether the nudity is wrong or not. I preached one night in Lucerne, California. A bunch of pussyfooters were there, and one preacher said to me, he said, you preach against mixed women, what's wrong with it? I said, the way they dress. Next day we were driving down the highway. I saw a couple hitchhiking. They were both laying down, hitchhiking, flat on their back, like that. He had on shorts and nothing, just shorts, that's all, nothing from the waist up. She had on shorts and a halter. And this preacher said, isn't that disgusting? And I said, yeah, but I can tell you how to make it okay. Dig a hole and pour some water in it right beside him. You don't like my preaching, you don't choose my preaching either. I said, dig a hole, pour some water, and then it's okay. Or have a girls' basketball team at your so-called Christian college, and that'll make it okay. Hey, Emmy Awards, God says you're dead. Hey, Late Night, God says you're dead. Hey, loving mysteries, God says you're dead. Hey, X-Files, God says you're dead. Hey, Law and Order, God says you're dead. Hey, Naked Truth, God says you're dead. Hey, Foxworthy, God says you're dead. Hey, Friends, God says you're dead. Hey, Lottery, God says you're dead. Hey, Casino, God says you're dead. Hey, Card Players, God says you're dead. Hey, churches on Holman Avenue that advertise bingo on Wednesday night, God says you're dead. Hey, dice throwers, God says you're dead. Hey, one-armed bandits, God says you're dead. Hey, playboy, God says you're dead. Hey, penthouse, God says you're dead. Hey, gallery, God says you're dead. Now go down a little further. Hey, People magazine, God says you're dead. Hey, Cosmopolitan, God says you're dead. Hey, Ladies Home Journal, God says you're dead. Hey, Sports Illustrated, God says you're dead. Hey, Sports Illustrated, God says you're dead. Hey, Sports Illustrated, God says you're dead. She that liveth in pleasure is dead. She breathes, she walks, she wiggles, but she's dead. Hey, Rolling Stones, God says you're dead. Hey, 17 Magazine, God says you're dead. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, God says you're dead. I said, hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, God says you're dead. And some of you big old muscle-bound guys walk like this and do like this. You haven't got an ounce of manhood in your whole body. I'll tell you what manhood is. Manhood is having enough character not to make heroes out of a bunch of R-rated movie makers. I said, Arnold Schwarzenegger is of the devil. He's dead. Hey, Prince, God says you're dead. Hey, Madonna, God says you're dead. Hey, Michael Jackson, God says you're dead. Hey, Michael Jordan, God says you're dead. Hey, Bill Clinton, God says you're rotten. You've been dead for years. Hey, Ted Kennedy, you are stinking. Hey, Marlon Brando, God says you're dead. Hey, Clint Eastwood, God says you're dead. Hey, Tom Selleck, God says you're dead. Hey, queers, God says you're dead. Hey, alcoholics, God says you're dead. Hey, social drinkers, God says you're dead. Hey, addicts, God says you're dead. Hey, movie actors, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal politicians, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal churches, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal preachers, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal theologians, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal Congress, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal seminaries, God says you're dead. Hey, liberal professors, God says you're dead. Now, God describes this death in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, where he says, you walk according to the course of this world. What it says, it didn't say you get drunk. It didn't say you go to a whorehouse. It said you walk according to the course of this world. And the word world there is cosmos. That means you just let the queers decide how you wear your hair. That's death. You fellas have your little ponytail sticking down in the back. Now that's death. Or all your hair sticking down. Go get a haircut. It's death. Says what? Death is when you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, children of disobedience, you live for the lust of the flesh, you do the desires of the flesh and the desires of the mind. We read death. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about some of you deacons. I'm talking about some of you choir members. I'm talking about some of you staff members. I'm talking about some of you college students. I'm talking about some of you punkos at Howells Anderson College that pride yourself in getting by without keeping the rules. What a man! Boy, what a man you are! You can sneak by and not... Hey, boy, oh boy! You're another John the Baptist! No, you're not. You're Judas Iscariot. Benedict Arnold. We read death. We sing death. We pay to have death piped into our homes. We hear death. We make heroes out of corpses. We pay huge sums of money to watch corpses play games. Shall I be a little more plain? I'm talking about Pippin. You say, Brother Howland, what are you coming to? I'm done there, boy. I ain't on my way. I'm there. I'm talking about Magic. The big boy. What's his name? Shaquille O'Neal. He's dead. We hear death. Pay huge sums of money to watch corpses play games. We watch dead people on the movie screen. God says they're dead. We seek autographs from corpses. We watch dead men preach on television. Oh, 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 oh. We bring Bibles edited by and printed by corpses. We go to mausoleums to church, sing songs written by dead men, have our pleasure in cemeteries called amusement parks, elect corpses to office, send our young people to morgues to be taught by embalmed professors, and even date and sometimes marry dead people. Suppose if somebody sings, "Because," and I still love the old traditional wedding song. I long for folks to get back to the "Because," and "I love you truly," instead of these songs written by the world. But anyway, I walk out, they got a wedding. Here comes the groom standing right here. Miss Colston plays, and somebody's dragging a dead woman down the aisle. We hold her up here. Hold her up. Well, you have this man to be your wedded husband? Oh, you're a man, aren't you? You say, what in the world is... Same thing you do to folks that marry unsaved people. You're marrying a corpse. You say, who says so? God says so. We lust after dead women. Suppose that dead woman here. Zowie. It's what you're doing when you watch these whores on the beaches strip naked. We're living people walking with corpses in funeral homes and graveyards. And even made a dead man a corpse, a pope. And kiss his toe. Somebody said, if you went to Rome, would you kiss his toe? No, I'd do more than that to it. I'd bite it off. And yet we use such embalming fluids as glitter, formal worship, glamorous and sexy clothing, bright lights and cosmetics, but death is still death. Rock music is just embalming fluid, but you didn't do anything but embalm a corpse. It looks alive, but it's dead. Charismatic movement is nothing but embalming fluid, trying to get real Christianity without getting real Christianity. You sitting in front of that video movie, why seek ye the living among the dead? You sitting there in front of that TV movie, why seek ye the living among the dead? You sitting there in front of that talk show. Just get a list of those talk shows sometime. Get the television program for the day. On USA Today, they have the list of the talk shows and the subjects. And some of you folks are watching that stuff. The transvestite. And you sit there and watch that garbage. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Girls who love their first boyfriends more than they love their husbands. Why seek ye the living among the dead? You laying there half naked on a beach. Why seek ye the living among the dead? You reading that NIV Bible, why seek ye the living among the dead? You reading that New King James Bible, why seek ye the living among the dead? You reading the Condensed Reader's Digest edition, version of the Bible. Young folks, it's no time to leave. Either get in and stay or get out and stay. Don't you walk in and out while I'm preaching. This is one place where young people don't run the show. An old man does. It's time God's people quit seeking the living among the dead. You folks fanatically addicted to professional sports, why seek ye the living among the dead? I'm not saying it's wrong to keep up with the Bears, but don't keep up with them too much. It's easy to keep up with them. They ain't going nowhere. You'll run past the Cubs. You fanatically addicted to your worldly amusement, why seek ye the living among the dead? You admirers of dead people, why seek ye the living among the dead? You Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan worshipers, why seek ye the living among the dead? You seeking your prestige by degrees from Death University, why seek ye the living among the dead? You attending liberal churches because grandma went there and grandpa went there. Somebody came here years ago. They go to some liberal church, used to be fundamental, it's changed. And I said, why don't you come to First Baptist? I'll not proselyte any New Testament church members, but I'll steal everybody I can in these liberal churches. And they said, we believe the Bible. We believe like you do. But they said, Grandma and Grandpa are buried in the backyard. I said, we'll dig him up and bury him in the alley back here. You worshiping the almighty dollar, why seek ye the living among the dead? You sitting in front of your TV on Wednesday night while church is going on, why seek ye the living among the dead? What is real life? Real life is that which lives forever. That means this book is real life. But I'm a young person. How can I have any fun? It's that old story about this black boy. And it's the true story. Don't get mad at me, black folks. I love you, but I'm not going to quit telling stories just because of the color of your face. So black boy's going through the cemetery about midnight one night. There's a grave that they dug. Hadn't buried anybody and he's going to bury somebody tomorrow. He fell in it. He tried to get out. He jumped and he jumped and he jumped, but he couldn't get out. So he decided to just lay there and sleep the rest of the night and beg for help next morning. He went off to sleep. Another black boy came down through the same cemetery. He fell in the same grave on top of the first guy. He tried to get out, jumped, tried to get out, tried to get out, tried to get out, couldn't get out. And the first guy laying there said, hey, fellas, no need to try. You can't get out of here. But he did. Saying, brother, quit hanging around a cemetery. Get out of that church as a dead Bible. Get out of that church as a dead preacher. Why seek ye the living among the dead? This book, the words, these words abide forever. What else is eternal? What else is alive, born again people? You win a soul to Christ, ladies and gentlemen, and you are living. You do the will of God. The Bible said, he that doeth the will of my Father abideth forever. You do the will of God, then that's eternal. You get folks to go to heaven, that's eternal. You win folks to Christ, that's eternal. You read this book, that's eternal. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if they're going to be in libraries in heaven or not. I don't know. I wonder sometimes. As far as I know, the only two books going to be in heaven are the Bible and the Ohio Church Manual. But I'll bind you, if it narrows down to one of the two. But anyway, I'll bind you one thing. If you don't get to know this book, you're not going to enjoy heaven too much. No, you're not. I got a sermon I used to preach around the country some. Talking about enjoying heaven. Here's a guy Christian sitting there watching Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and all of a sudden he drops dead. Next thing he's in heaven. He said, "You got Channel 5 up here?" "No, we're having a Bible study. Paul's teaching Romans." "Oh, brother. Some of you folks won't know how to find Romans. If they teach Zephaniah, you dead sure will take several centuries to look it up." Here I am. I was in a motel room one night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and got happy. I started shouting. Got up on the bed, had a spell. All of a sudden, somebody knocked on my door 2 o'clock in the morning. "What?" He said, "What's going on in there?" I said, "I'm praising God." He said, "Can't we sleep tonight and praise God in the morning?" I said, "Won't you come on in and praise God tonight and sleep in the morning?" Suppose I'd have died while I was praising God. I wouldn't have to break stride. Or suppose I was reading the Bible when I die. I wouldn't have to break stride. But edge of night's not going to be there. "Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Understand this thing. We Christian people hanging around death too much. Somehow or other we have the idea that what's wrong is things that stink. If the corpse stinks, that's wrong. If the corpse is in good shape, that's okay. But death is death. "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Let's clean up our act. Let's clean up our act. Young people, high schoolers, clean your act up. Moms and dads, help them. It's a shame for teenagers to come to my office and say, "Brother Hiles, I don't want to watch that stuff, but it's all in our living room. I want to stay with my family. What do I do?" That's a disgrace. Dad ought to lead to seek the living. Not the living among the dead, but the living among the living. College students, clean up your act. Don't wait till you're a senior. "Well, I'll get right with God and I'm a senior, and then I'll build me a great church someday." No, you won't. Some of you college fellows seducing these college, I'm trying to seduce some of these college girls. Boy, I'd like to take my fist and have your teeth imprinted right in my fist. You sorry punk. Young girls are sent by their parents to Hiles Anderson College. And you dare rustle their skirts with your unholy enticement. God pity your wicked soul. I'm tired of young people at Hiles Anderson College getting in trouble because they're necking and petting or going to some motel room. I mean, why seek you to live in among the dead? Get on out of here. Go on home. Go on. Get out. Go on home. Go to the University of Indiana. They'll let you live like animals down there. Go on home. Go over here to the Purdue Extension. They'll let you live like animals over there. Go on home. Go to Valparaiso. They'll let you live like the devil. But get out of here. Get out of here, young punk. Get out of here. Every mom and dad in America that sends their daughter to Hiles Anderson College has every right in the world to believe that she won't have a bunch of whoremongers trying to entice her. "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Shall we stand? The choir will sing.